Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, but mostly he's the world's guru on networking, and he's the author of so many books on networking that I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. So actually, I have peeps who do that. I let them hurt themselves carrying them, including the 29% solution, including networking like a pro, and on and on. He's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back.
You know, Ivan, it's good to have you back, as always. In the early part of the hour, when I told the audience who was going to be on this hour, I mentioned that the first half of the hour, we were going to talk to Dennis Pogue, who's one of the curators at Mount Vernon, the home of the father of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, Ivan Meisner is going to be on the show, and he's the father of networking.
I'm just glad you guys aren't calling me the grandfather of networking.
So has anybody ever called you the father of networking before?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Who did that?
Oh, you're going to hate the CNN.
Who?
CNN. They called me the father of modern networking.
They should have quoted me on that, because that's they stole my line. Hey, Ivan, welcome back, and we're going to talk about networking a little bit, folks. But Ivan just got back from a tour of Europe to meet with some of his BNI folks and other parts of the country of the world, I should say. Ivan, how did you give us a little travel log? How did you find things when you traveled in Europe recently?
Yeah, I was in Ireland, Scotland, England, and the Netherlands. Went through Paris. It was business. They're at least 6 months, maybe more, behind us in terms of the recession. It is the major topic of discussion in the parts of Europe.
So their recovery is where we were 6 months ago or 8 months ago,
Six months, yeah, yeah. Eight, maybe as much yeah. as a year. I mean, it is the primary topic of discussion.
Yeah, then the doldrums over there.
Yep, absolutely.
It didn't take them long to get there, because when things were doing great back in the aughties, you know, the last decade, we were growing at 3 or 4%. They were rocking and rolling at 1.7%.
Yeah, well, it business is tough, and I happened to have the opportunity to actually sat in Parliament.
Wow.
When they released the budget
in the House of Commons.
In the House, well, the House of Lords also, but the
but all the with all the green senator. all the green leather seats and all that.
Yeah, the House of Lords was all red, and we were there, but that was kind of a snoozer.
Yeah.
The House of Commons, I was there when they actually released the budget, and I don't know if it played much here in the U.S., but everybody was going wild because they increased the VAT tax from 17% to 20%.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there's your argument for not having a VAT in America.
Yeah, well, that's correct. I mean, we have sales tax, but it's not as bad because...
we have state sales tax. We don't have national sales tax.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. We don't
See,
have
that's a national sales tax.
Yeah, it is a national sales tax, and it covers not only sales, it covers services.
But don't forget, they also have income tax.
Which is huge.
And that's all the huge. Other stuff. So it's on top. The VAT's on top of all the other stuff.
Yeah. Now, you know the British always say how reserved they are?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been to Parliament. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Well, you know, they were yelling.
Well, you know, you can see it on C-SPAN and some of the other channels. Sometimes you can see them, the Prime Minister, and you know, going back and forth and all that, and if you don't have a life, you watch those kinds of shows, Ivan. And
it's entertaining because at one point they're screaming at each other, pointing. They're going, you, and the other side, no, you. It's like, wow.
Your mama. So what did you, how did you, compare Netherlands and, compare Netherlands and the, and England and Ireland in terms of the economy?
Well, you know, interestingly, the Netherlands was not talking as much about the recession as the United Kingdom, Scotland, and England. I think it hit them a little harder. The Netherlands was a little quieter about it, but But all of them, the places I went to, said business is definitely down, except really BNI members were saying that they were doing well during the recession because many of them have a majority of their business through referrals.
So you got a recession-proof business here, Ivan.
Well,
I'm jealous.
We help businesses in a recession because when you get when times are tough, people want referrals more than ever.
Right.
Because you don't have a lot of extra income to just be spending.
Right.
And so referrals become more valuable in a difficult economy than normal.
Yeah, no question about it. Ivan, give us the website.
For BNI, it's BNI.com, which stands for Business Network International.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about corn. Yeah, we're going to grow some corn and cultivate some corn and harvest some corn. And I was going to show you how corn and networking have something very much in common. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Still gotta try. That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Ivan, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, happy anniversary to you.
11 years you've been a member of the Brain Trust.
Thank you very much.
Just this week, we had you had your anniversary with me, and thank you so much. I'm not sure what 11 years is, if it's paper or aluminum foil or cellophane, but it's one of those anniversary years. Thank you for 11 great years of being depositing your wisdom on us here.
It's been my pleasure. It really has, Jim.
Well, we've enjoyed having you. Ivan, and by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. All this time we've been talking about, that Ivan's been with us, we have the information. We have the wisdom of our Ivan over the years, and most of it's evergreen. Go to the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, type in Ivan Meisner and under the Brain Trust in the search bar, and you'll find, and of course right now it would be easy to find because he's on the homepage, but you can click on his link there to his page that we have for him. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ivan, wrapping up, did you finish your story on Europe? You were giving us a little bit of a tour of what happened in Europe. Did you finish? You have anything else to tell us?
Yeah, we're all separated in terms of the UK. We're separated by the same language.
Yep.
You can really get yourself in trouble. And you got to do a little research before you go. But I've been to the UK so many times, I figured I had all the words. I understood them, and I understood what words meant wrong things. For example, cigarettes are called something that you don't want to probably repeat on air.
Right.
And so, I understood most of those, I thought, until I told this story. I have a really funny story about almost lighting a studio on fire by accident, and it scared the host, and she jumped into the lap of her co-host, and her co-host looked off stage and said, "New pants for her, please." and it's a very funny story. Everybody laughs, except I just discovered after I told that story, it was a little quiet when I hit that punchline that usually get huge laughter.
Yeah,
and I found out that pants in England means women's underwear.
Ah.
Not pants. Like
not pants.
And so they thought I was talking about their unders. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't believe I just said that. There was 750 people in the audience.
Wow. and it just kind of went dead.
It did. Thud. So you got to talk to your friends if you've got some stories.
Right. Yeah, you got to clear the nomenclature, don't you?
You definitely do.
Well, what's funny is I was on an international committee a few years ago, and one of the members was from England, and he used to rib me because I would say something about his English accent.
Yeah.
And he said, no, Yank, you're the one with the accent. So if you think about it, he's right. Ivan, one of the things that I love the story that you wrote recently about corn.
Yeah.
Folks, we're talking about networking. We're talking about the beauty of networking. You know how long I've been talking about this. Since 98, I've been telling you that, Ivan, long before social media, I had no way of knowing. But before a year before I knew you, I started saying, "You've got to become better at networking." And folks, that's become, if I ever prophesied anything that was correct, that was it. And that's what you do, Ivan. And it's not going to go away. It's going to continue to be important. But you got to. It's not something that's always. For some people, it's more natural than others. But all of us need to take it on as a discipline that you can educate yourself about. Talk to us about the corn.
Well, this is a great story, and it's hard to understand how it applies to networking until the very end. And it's a blog that I wrote on my blog, networkingentrepreneur.com. And if your listeners can't spell entrepreneur, go to dictionary.com, and there it is. So it's called Whoopi in the Cornfields, and it's about...
Whoopi in the Cornfield.
Whoopi, yeah, like sex.
Yeah. Okay. Making Whoopi, yeah, I got you.
And it's about a farmer in Nebraska who won the state fair 4 times in a row because of his corn, and nobody had ever done that before. So the paper sent someone out to interview him, and the reporter asked him, "What's your secret? Do you use special corn seed?" And the farmer said, "Absolutely, I developed my own corn seed, and that's an important aspect of it." And he said, "Okay, so that's your secret. You plant the type of corn that's different from your neighbors." He said, "No, I actually give the corn, or some of the corn, to my neighbors."
Mm-hmm.
And the guy thought he was crazy. You give the corn to your neighbors, that you especially developed corn? You know, why in the world would you give your award-winning corn to your neighbors? The farmer said, "Well, you have to understand how corn is pollinated. It's pollinated from neighboring fields. And if you've got fields all around you that aren't top-quality corn, your field isn't going to grow top-quality corn."
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, this story is a great metaphor for how networking works. If you're going to be an effective networker, you have to network with people around you that are also effective networkers. And that's the best way to build a powerful personal network.
Well, that's a wonderful story. That's a great analogy, great metaphor. I agree with you 100%. And as someone who grew up on a farm, Ivan, that's, you know, reading that story, you know, meant a couple of things for me, because I can remember wanting to grow Indian corn when I was a kid. You know, my dad and I were planting our garden. We actually had 2 big gardens on the farm, and I wanted to plant Indian corn. And he made me plant my Indian corn way away from the regular corn. And I remember being a little kid, and I said, "Why do I have to do that? Dad, I want to plant it right here, but with the other corn." Yeah. He said, "No, I don't want my yellow corn to have Indian corn in it."
Right.
Because the birds, the bees, and everything would cross-pollinate it. And so that was a great story. But the thing is what I think you're onto, Ivan, is the way the marketplace is going these days, where we feel less, in so many ways, especially in terms of ideas, we're becoming less competitive. We're becoming more cooperative in terms of ideas. And I want to talk about that with you when we come back after these messages. Ivan Meisner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's president, the founder of BNI, BNI Business Network International, BNI.com. Come back right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Boy, I tell you what, time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe the hour's gotten away from us. The whole show's gotten away from us so quickly. What a great day we've had today already. 7 until the hour, 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the poll question on the homepage, and click on your submit your answer, and you'll see how it stacked up with what everybody else said. So check that out on the homepage and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ivan Meisner is there, along with about 1,500 other Brain Trust members, but he's with us right now. We're celebrating his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We're very grateful to him for that. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI, BNI.com. Ivan, tell us about BNI.
Well, BNI is the world's largest referral organization. We now have 5,700 groups in more than 44 countries around the world, and our primary purpose is to pass each other referrals. So we literally have, every week, 5,700 meetings where people share business and pass referrals to each other globally.
You know what I'm excited about, Ivan? I'm going to say something that might shock you a little bit.
Okay.
You know how excited I am about your success, because you know that I actually take credit for most of it.
Yes.
And because when you first were on my show, you didn't have that many people, and now you've got all these chapters all over the world, and so obviously there's just one common denominator in all that. But so you know how excited I am for your success. But I'm going to say something that's going to shock you. I'm excited about the fact that lots of other little imitators have popped up all over the place.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's your corn thing.
Yeah.
It's your corn thing. It's your corn story. When I think about all the little local groups, and by the way, I was a member of a local BNI type organization back in the 70s for a long time. You know that little group is still going?
It's
called the Salesmanship Club.
Yeah.
And it's those guys are still meeting after, and we've lost a bunch of those guys. But anyway, my point is, nothing could be better for BNI than for you to be imitated all over the place. And that comes back to the point about the competition that I talked about earlier. I mean, one of the best things that could happen to a furniture store, and I know this is contrary to what most people think, Ivan, one of the best things that could happen to a furniture store is for somebody to put another furniture store in next door.
Yeah, that's counterintuitive.
But
it does work, and I'll tell you why it works in BNI when a lot of other groups open up. It creates concept recognition, because one of the biggest problems that we had in BNI years ago was, what is this?
Why would I know what networking is, but why do I want to be part of an organization?
Yeah. Well,
they legitimize you.
You don't even understand. They didn't even know what it was. They thought it was like a multi-level marketing organization or that it was, isn't it like Rotary?
Obviously, those people hadn't heard my show then.
No, they had not heard your show. And so there was real confusion as to what the concept was. And now that we've been around for many, many years and other smaller groups have been popping up, people understand the concept a lot better. And I love competition. I'm not afraid of competition. I think competition, and there's different kinds of competition. For example, we try to cooperate with chambers of commerce.
Right.
And professional associations.
Absolutely.
Because it's a cooperative opportunity.
And tell people, because you're a member of the BNI doesn't mean you shouldn't be a member of your chamber.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we recommend that you do be a member of BNI, both BNI and a Chamber of Commerce. So we just finished a study, and we haven't been releasing much of the data yet.
Right.
One of the things that we found from the study is that the people who identify themselves as successful at networking spend 6.5 hours a week networking. And a BNI meeting is 1.5 hours. So what are you going to do with the other 5 hours
for
people?
Right.
Now, people who say, no, networking has not been successful for me, the majority of them spend less than 2 hours a week.
Well, when people say networking is not successful for them, I'm reminded of the guy who was standing in front of the 400-year-old masterpiece in the Louvre and shaking his head. And the curator said, sir, is there a problem? He said, I just don't get it. And the guy said, well, sir, you have to understand, at this point in time, this work of art is not being judged. You're being judged.
Wow.
And so at this point in time, folks, networking is not being judged.
Yeah.
You're being judged.
Yeah, well, you're right. Networking and networking opportunities are, anyone who's successful in business understands that you need to build a powerful personal network.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And folks, what Ivan just said is becoming more and more true exponentially every year that goes by. Ivan, give us the website one more time.
The website for BNI is BNI.com. Pretty easy.
Thank you so much for being here, and happy anniversary with us. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. Have a safe one, and let's do it again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the father. I don't care what CNN says. I said it first, the father of networking, Ivan Meisner, our good friend. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Have a great holiday. I'll see you on Monday.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.